Well, people of God, this is our concert prayer, and this evening we're going to go in before the throne of God on behalf of this nation, the nations of the world, and the kingdom of God. Understand, you're in a world that is changing. You are living in a world of change, and you're going to see this world continue its change. And we, the people of God, need to be sensitive to the times in which we're living and be before the throne of God in intercessory prayer. Because understand this, God has turned all of his work over to the church. God has turned all of his work over to the church.
Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past defeat. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
It took me a long time when I left home to get beyond some of the teaching I had been taught all my life in church. And that was that Christ could come at any moment. It took me a long time to come beyond that. A lot of time in the scriptures. A lot of time comparing scripture with scripture. And then I realized, yes, the church will be here. The church will be here during the advent of the Antichrist. And yes, the church will come under persecution. And that's why we're calling people to prayer. And understand this, dear hearts. This concert of prayer, we have people across the nation joining us in this concert of prayer. And God has, within the elect, the body of the elect, God has an elect that will give themselves to intercessory prayer in light of the signs of the times in which we're living. You are part of that. As a part of this prayer time, you are a part of that part of the body of Christ. Our first item in this concert of prayer, we're going to pray asking God to deliver the elect from those that are religiously deceived. The world is full of religiously deceived people. But there is an elect, the elect known by God before the foundation of the world, who would believe and receive. So we're going to pray right now, asking God, deliver the elect from those that are religiously deceived. Pray that right now. Our Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus. And in this concert of prayer, Father God, we understand that in all the nations of the world, in all the world, there are two groups of people. Regardless of the race, the tongue, the language, anything else, there are those who are born again, those who are not born again. There are those who are saved, there are those who are not saved. And Father God, in all of humanity, that is the case. In every tribe, tongue, and nation, in all of humanity, that is the case. And so, Father, we come before your throne at this time asking you to deliver the elect from those that are religiously deceived. And, Father God, right here in this concert of prayer, we've got some who were for years religiously deceived. We got some who today are religiously deceived, have not yet understood that they are of the elect. And, Father, those of us who have finally understood that we were and are of the elect have no longer put all of our faith and trust in a system of religion, but in the blood of Christ Jesus, in the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father God, we come before your throne asking you to deliver the elect from those that are religiously deceived, because in that mass of religiously deceived people, Father, you still have an elect even within that group of religiously deceived people. And we're asking you to quicken the elect in an ongoing fashion, and bring them out from the religiously deceived into the kingdom of God and the body of Christ. And for that, we will give you thanksgiving. And we thank you, Father, for the privilege of approaching you like this. All right, our second item. We're going to pray asking God to glorify himself in the lives of the leadership in the nations of the world, whatever it takes. Did you get that? We're going to pray asking God to glorify himself in the lives of the leadership in the nations of the world, whatever it takes. That includes Iran, China, Russia, North Korea, every nation in the world. People of God, please understand what I'm saying to you. As a child of God, adopted into the family of God, as a believer, priest, as an ambassador for Christ, you have access to the throne of God, and God has turned all of his work over to the church. Either we get it done or we fail. And there will come a time in the life of the church when the church will fail. And that's when Antichrist will come on the scene. So right now we're going to pray, asking God to glorify himself in the lives of the leadership in the nations of the world, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we continue coming before your throne, Father God, and in this portion of this consular prayer, we're asking you to glorify yourself. We're asking you, holy, righteous God, to glorify yourself in the lives of the leadership in the nations of the world, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes for you to glorify yourself, Lord God, put out all the stops. Put out all the stops and do what is necessary to glorify yourself in the lives of the leadership in the nations of the world. Father, you're the omnipotent God, omniscient, omnipresent. You are Almighty God. You have all power and all authority. And you have in the past exercised that power, that authority, in the lives of nations and in the lives of the leadership of the nations. So we're asking you, Father God, to move in such a way, not only in this nation, but in the nations of the world. Father, move in the lives of leadership in the nations of the world. Father, in the past, we have seen you move in nations like Babylon and Egypt. Father God, we have seen you move in the lives of the leadership of the nations. And Father, we're asking you once again, we want a move of God in the lives of the leadership of the nations in this hour, in this day, and in this time. Regardless of the nation, regardless of their nationality, you are God, omniscient, omnipotent. You can cut through anything and everything. So we're asking you, our Lord and our God, to glorify yourself in the lives of the leadership in the nations of the world, regardless of what it takes, Lord. Regardless of what it takes, we ask in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do, Lord. Please do. Item number 3. We're going to pray, asking God to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure on the deception of false systems of religion in the world. Understand this, people of God. Every false system of religion in the world has some candidates in it for the kingdom of God. Every expression of false systems of religion in the world has within those false systems some who are of the elect who have not yet understood they are of the elect and have not yet come out of that false system of religion. So we're going to pray, asking God to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure on the deception of false systems of religion in the world, thereby bringing those out of those false systems of religion who were known by Him before the creation of the universe that they would eventually become a child of God. Let's pray it right now, asking God to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure on the deception of the false systems of religion in the world. Pray it now. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, we come before your throne now asking you, our Lord and our God, to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure on the deception of false systems of religion in the world. Father, Satan has been so busy. Satan has been so busy establishing in the nation of the world false systems of religion. So, Father, we come before your throne because we are, sadly enough, have not done our part. We have not been the salt and we have not been the light. We have not been the bold witness that we should have been. So, Father, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus, asking you to move in the way that only you can move and penetrate the frustration, the strife, the division, the failure, the deception that's in the world concerning the churches that you have planted, Father. Father, we have so many false churches, so many false system of religion, one name, one means unto heaven whereby a sinful man can be brought into right, to a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Only one way that sinful man can be made right with you, Father God, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet, Father, in all the nations of the world, we're asking you to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure on the deception of all the false systems of religion in the world, and bring out of those false systems of religion in the world those who are the elect. Bring them into the family of God. Bring them into the family of God, then use them as ambassadors for Christ. Use them as salt and light in that population where they are located. So, Father God, we're bringing it to you, asking you to breathe frustration, strife, division, and failure on the deception of false systems of religion worldwide. And this we pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord, do it. All right, our fourth item. We're going to pray, asking God to raise up in the nations of the world a praying, repenting, interceding people of God on behalf of the kingdom of God. Folks, we want this to go across the nations, the tribe, every tongue, every nation in the nations of the world. We want God to do this. We want him to raise up in the nations of the world a praying, repenting, interceding people of God on behalf of the kingdom of God in their respective nation and on behalf of the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. So let's pray that right now. Pray it. Pray it. Righteous Heavenly Father, Holy Lord God Almighty, Father, we come before your throne at this point in time in this consular prayer, asking you to raise up in the nations of the world a praying, repenting, interceding people of God on behalf of the kingdom of God. Father, I look in the scriptures and I see that you rebuked the church of the Laodiceans, because they were lukewarm. They were neither hot nor cold. They were tepid. They were lukewarm. And you said to that group of people, you make me sick in my stomach. You basically said to them, you make me want to throw up. And Father, I fear that too much of the church today is lukewarm. So Father God, if that being the case, if so much of the church today is neither hot nor cold, I pray, Father God, for a move of your Holy Spirit, a move of your Holy Spirit stirring the hearts of your people, Father God, stirring your hearts of your people to fervency and to intercessory prayer. Father, we have, in many respects, an unrepentant church in America, in the nations of the world. We have an unrepentant church. And so long as we have an unrepentant church, we will lack in prayer power. We will lack in prayer power. So, Father God, we're asking you to raise up in the nations of the world a praying, repenting, interceding people of God on behalf of the kingdom of God in the nations of the world. So, Father God, stir the hearts of the backslider. Stir the hearts of the lukewarm. Stir the hearts, Father God, to fervency in prayer, fervency in the lifestyle, and be glorified in what you do and the way you do it. We thank you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please, Lord, do it. Do it, Lord, do it. All right, item number 5. We're going to pray asking God to neutralize the power and authority and influence of satanic leadership in the false systems of religion in the world. We're overlapping some of this, folks. This is the crux of the problem. A great deal of what we're praying in this concert of prayer addresses the crux of the problem. So we're going to pray now, asking God to neutralize the power and authority and influence of satanic leadership in the false systems of religion in the world. It took me a long time to realize that in each of those false systems of religion, yes, there's some of the elect. There's some of the elect in each of those false systems of religion. So we're asking God for a move of His Holy Spirit, neutralizing the power and authority and influence of satanic leadership in these false systems of the world and bring out those who are of the elect. Let's pray that right now. Thank you. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father, we come before your throne at this point in our consular prayer. And Father God, we're asking you to neutralize the power, the authority, and the influence of satanic leadership in the false systems of religion in the world. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by you. And yet, Father God, Satan has engineered so many different systems of religion among the different people groups in the nations of the world. Father God, we understand it was even the early church that persecuted you. The Pharisees, the Sadducees. It was the religious leadership of the early community that persecuted you. So, Father God, we come before your throne in the holy and precious name of Jesus, asking you to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of all satanic leadership in the false system of religion in the world. And, Father, in doing that, penetrate those false systems of religion in the nations of the world with the light of the gospel, the truth of the gospel, and bring forth multitudes who are themselves of the elect, who have not yet received their election, but Father God, they're in these systems. So we're asking you to neutralize the power, authority, and influence of satanic leadership, leadership ordained of Satan, anointed of Satan, appointed by Satan in the false systems of religion in the world. Jesus, you said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. O Father God, hear our prayer and answer it, we pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, do it, Lord, do it. All right, now we're going to pray for you. We want you to go before the throne of God. Go before the throne of God. What's your need? What is your problem? What is your need? Go before the throne of God with your need, your problem, and state it clearly, and we're going to pray. We're going to come together collectively and corporately together and ask the Lord to hear your prayer request. So why don't you go ahead now, go before the throne of God with your prayer request. Tell him what you need. Tell him what you need. Don't be ashamed. Don't be bashful. Go boldly before the throne of God and state your need, what you'd like to see him do for you, in you, and through you. And we'll pray together in just a moment. All right, we're about to pray for you personally. You and your needs. Have you laid them before the Lord? We'll be coming together in just a moment, praying for you. Righteous Heavenly Father, Father God, you said you have not because you ask not. And Father, we come before your throne at this time, collectively and corporately. We come asking you, our Father and our God, to hear the prayers of these who have lifted up their prayer concerns to you. Father, we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to touch every infirmity in every body. We ask you to meet each and every need. Father, you know the need. You know what's behind the need. You know what it will take to meet the need. Father, some of it's physical, some of it's emotional, some of it's spiritual, some of it's financial, some of the marriage, but you know the need, and you know the solution to the need. So we're asking you in the holy and precious name of Jesus to move in this prayer concert and bring relief, bring healing, bring an answer to that need. And if you'll do this, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Because, Father God, you have all power. You have all power. And so we're asking you, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, respond to each and every prayer request that's been lifted up to you in this concert of prayer. Bring the relief that's needed. Bring the healing that's needed. Bring the comfort that's needed. Bring the peace and the restoration of joy in the lives of these who've been involved in this contrary prayer. And Father, if you'll do this, we'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' name. And we appreciate the privilege of being able to come before your throne like this in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Amen. And amen. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this concert of prayer, and until we get a chance to do it again, be ever so blessed. Be ever so blessed.